Good morning, everyone. Glad to see everybody this Sunday morning. Today I would like to talk about who is Jesus. In this lesson, we will answer the question, who is Jesus? Jesus is the one who makes known God. He makes known God by being the teacher of truth, the warner of danger, and the forgiver of sins. Each person should be able to tell others who Jesus is and how he reveals God. I want each here to be able to understand more about who Jesus is. First, I will read John 1:18. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known. In this marvelous passage, John sets forth the attributes of the divine Logos. There are in John 1, 1-18, no less than 42 distinct descriptions of who Jesus was. Each one of these descriptions deserves merit and attention. And I personally recommend that you study these descriptions carefully and prayerfully to get to know who Jesus is. This morning, however, we are going to look at just one of these descriptions. This is the description with which John ends the prologue. Specifically, that Jesus is the one who has declared the Father, made known, revealed of the Father. Jesus said to Philip in John 14:9-11, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." In the life of Jesus, we see divine revelation of not only what God's will is for men, but who God is. The question, who is Jesus and who is God, are indistinguishable as far as we are concerned. But answering the question, who is Jesus, will help us understand the question, who is God? Jesus makes known to us God by being, number one, the teacher of the truth. So Jesus was the teacher. Mark 4:1 says that he taught by the seaside. Luke 4:31 says he taught on the Sabbath day. Mark 6:2 says that he taught in the synagogue. Mark 6:6 says that he went about the villages teaching. Mark 6:34 says that he taught them many things. Luke 11:1 says he taught the disciples how to pray. Luke 19:47 says that he taught daily in the temple. He was described by Nicodemus as the teacher come from God, which is in John 3:2. We often emphasize other attributes of Jesus, such as his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, life of prayer, and the list goes on and on. But how often do we emphasize the fact that he was a teacher? In fact, the largest parts of the gospel accounts are devoted to Jesus' teachings. Sermon on the Mount, the Olivet Discourse, the teaching to the disciples on the night of his betrayal in John 13:17. It is at least equally important not just what Jesus taught, but that he taught. How many of us are following his example? Jesus was a teacher, and this means that God is a teacher. He taught that teaching is the foundation of being a Christian. To come to God, we must be taught. John 6:45 says, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me." To do God's will must be taught. John 7:17 says, "If any man willeth to do this his will, he shall know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself." To make disciples, they must be taught. Matthew 28:20, part of the Great Commission is teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Jesus taught God's truth. Jesus is the one who is full of truth and who brings truth. He taught that we must worship God in truth. He taught that true freedom comes through knowing the truth. He said that He was the truth. He prayed that the disciples would be sanctified in the truth, which is John 17:17. Number one, He is the teacher. Number two, He is the warner of danger. He warns us of concerning sin. After healing an impotent man at the Bethesda pool, Jesus said to him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee," which is John 5:14. He says that committing sin makes sin our master. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." John 8:34. He implores us to repent of sin or perish. Luke 13:3. "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." He warns us concerning false teachers. Matthew 7:15 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves." Mark 13:21-22 says, "And then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is the Christ, or lo there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show signs of wonders, that they may lead astray, if possible, the elect." Luke 6:26, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for in the same manner did their fathers to the false prophets." He warns us concerning hell. Jesus speaks more concerning hell than any other writer in the Bible. He says to the disciples who would preach His message, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew 10:28. He says to the Pharisees who failed to heed His message, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?" Which is Matthew 23:33. And And in Mark 9:43-44 says, He warns all followers that even the most precious thing in this life are not worth it. And if they offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. He warns that everlasting punishment is reserved for those who do not commit themselves to Him, which is Matthew 25:46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Jesus is the warner of ultimate danger. Now, number three point of who Jesus is, He is the forgiver of sins. His mission was to save the lost. His very name implies this, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, which is Matthew 1:21. Mark 2:17 says, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke 19:10 says, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 1:76-77. Yea, and thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go forth before the face of the Lord to make ready his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people in the remission of their sins. He had the authority to forgive sins while on earth. Matthew 9:2-6 says, And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, Thy sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath authority on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go up unto the house. In Luke 7:44-48 it says, And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. God gives him the authority to forgive sins today. All authority, which is mentioned in Matthew 28:18. John 20:22-23 says, And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted. Unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. This forgiveness comes through Jesus' blood, Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out of many unto remission of sins. This forgiveness was to be preached in his name by his authority. In Luke 24:47 said, And that repentance of remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. This the apostles did first on the day of Pentecost, which is in Acts 2:38. So in conclusion, who is Jesus? Know that He is the great teacher of truth. Know that He is the warner of danger. Know that He is the forgiver of sins. Will you acknowledge Jesus today for who He is? If you are a Christian but have fallen away, you have stopped knowing Him. Renew your knowledge and love for Jesus today. If you are not a Christian this morning, come to know Him this very hour. He stands ready to forgive you of your sins today. Hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. Believe with all your heart. For without faith, it is impossible. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. And be baptized for the remission of your sins. So if you would like to do that at this moment, while we sing the invitations, I encourage you to come forth to turn your life over to Christ.